Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tony Fisher, and welcome to the first edition of Elder Advocate Radio, the podcast for the website and company, Elder Advocacy Group Incorporated. My name is Tony Fisher. I'm your host, also founder of Elder Advocacy Group. Tonight's episode is for you to get to know us, me specifically, and also my co-host, who's a little late calling in, Brandon Thompson, about what exactly we do at Elder Advocacy Group. And also, this is just intended to provide an ongoing resource, audio resource for folks who are looking for information, caregiver information, helpful tips on how to provide care, different services, how to find services. All of those things will be covered on this show. I think you'll find it very enlightening and very important show to listen to. If you're a caregiver at home taking care of somebody, it's something that you're definitely going to want to bookmark and make sure you come back to. Number of things, we have also a bunch of social media accounts all up and ready to be connected to the show, as well as all of our other information. So I wanted to get that stuff out to you as well, so you can reference that and also see embedded versions of our show on our pages and such. First of all, our website is www.elderadvocacygroup.info. Elderadvocacygroup.info. And it's a really, we put a lot of work into the website, putting a lot of different resources and care options on there for you. We also provide a number of services where we directly advocate to the hospitals and healthcare facilities for the seniors who are our clients. Different than like a Place for Mom, because those folks take referral fees from the places they refer. We work directly with our clients. So that service is certainly costs money, but we also wanted to provide a lot of free information and resources for folks if they want to access those things online that will be able to help them out. The next thing I wanted to talk to you about a little bit is our Facebook page, Elder Advocacy Group Incorporated, Elder Advocacy Group Inc. on Facebook. If you go on Facebook and search Elder Advocacy Group and put that in, you'll get right to it. And on that Facebook page, especially this week, as part of our kicking off our show and kicking off the different resources that we have, we're featuring a video series by the Family Caregiver Alliance. And the Family Caregiver Alliance is a nonprofit organization that provides a lot of great information and resources to family members about services and ways to provide care at home. So that's something that we certainly are proud of. And you can catch that on our Facebook page this week and, starting tomorrow through next Monday. It's a series of 8 videos, and they cover a number of different topics, including things like transferring, nutrition, all the way up to toileting and hygiene and help how you get that done at home. So we would like to invite you to come and check that out, like our page, share the information on that, especially if you know somebody who is a caregiver. It's somebody who can provide, who might need to have that information available. You need to make sure that you access that information and share that with them. It'll be very helpful for them in providing care for their loved one at home. So that is that on our Facebook page. You can also interact with Elder Advocacy Group and the show on Twitter at CarePlanHelp, and you'll see links to the show, links to helpful information, as well as a number of different social media interactions. We're planning care Twitter chats and information to provide family members through that as well. So we'll be more than happy to have you hook up with us at CarePlanHelp on Twitter. I think I covered everything on the social media. Talking a little bit of, I'd like to talk a little bit more about Elder Advocacy Group. Elder Advocacy Group is a it's really a personal mission of mine. I've spent 25 years in healthcare. I've worked really hard working with seniors and their families in relation to helping them navigate the senior healthcare system, as well as having a situation to where I've been able to work directly with families and helping them feel better about some of the choices that that experience has led me from working in a nursing home as an activities director all the way up through a manager role at the nursing home to admissions and marketing. And sitting on several quality improvement committees. I then moved on from there to work for a couple nonprofits agencies that provide senior services to the community, as well as working with home care and within home care agencies in both marketing as well as a recent position as a director of operations for a home care company. So, long story short, I've been able to see how each individual level of the healthcare continuum interacts with each other. And I've also been able to see how each individual level of the healthcare continuum affects the family members who are working within that as well. Nursing homes especially, there's a lot of confusion and a lot of fear in relation to nursing homes. Sometimes nursing homes are necessary modes of care. Sometimes they're not. But giving families the information and the education that they need to be able to provide and make the right choices for their health care is something that we take very seriously, Elder Advocacy Group. And during my time in the senior healthcare continuum, I saw how that confusion really kind of led to mistreatment of both the seniors and the families. So it's been my goal in life to help those families and those seniors navigate the senior healthcare system so they're getting the best possible care for their dollar and for their the benefits, the health insurance benefits like Medicare that they've worked so hard to get over their entire life, as well as the information about how to interact with the services at the nursing center, the people at the nursing center. That's something that we with. And we do that by making sure that we are boots on the ground in front of people who are providing the care so we can advocate directly for the patient in front of the provider. Advocate for the patient and the caregivers and the families. And sometimes it just takes somebody who knows the system to be able to get good results. Really, at the end of the day, the people who work in healthcare want to provide good care, want to do a good job, but it's the pace and the time, the short time that those social workers and nurses and nurses' aides have with folks in medical facilities that really leads to a lot of the confusion and a lot of the perceived bad care. So my work with the caregivers and kind of liaisoning between the providers and the families really helps them provide good care, and I'm happy to do that. There's a number of other things we do at Elder Advocacy Group. We do transition placement. We'll help folks find places if they're looking for an assisted living or they're looking for a nursing home or they're looking for other types of care like home care and things like that. We're actually able to help with that as well. The biggest thing that we do is called life care planning. And life care planning is a really new concept. Tim Tackett, who is an elder law attorney in Tennessee, has built a really successful elder law practice based on the life care planning concept. And he believes in the concept so much that he pretty much shares the information with other attorneys in hopes that they'll take that process on. And life care planning is really what it is. It's a plan for life. It's instead of kind of planning for everything and how things are going to be divided up when you die, it's one of those things that you work toward how you're going to use the resources that you have to provide a good quality of life for you or your mother or your father, whoever you're taking care of, if you're a caregiver looking out for an elderly family member. So the life care planning concept really helps folks get the information that they need to provide good care to family members, and helps them also, and helps them also make good healthcare decisions by putting together a long-term care plan that kind of goes step by step. And if A happens, what will happen if B happens? And what will happen if C happens? And then there's a plan in place for that. And then the entire plan adjusts as your life situations adjust. So so it could be a situation to where your health condition might change, or you might have your financial situation might change. All of those things can affect the type of care you can have and afford, or the type of care you qualify for based on your healthcare condition. So all of those things are kind of accounted for in the life care plan. And that's something I work with attorneys to provide our patients. Sometimes they need the legal part of that. I always suggest having your powers of attorney and your advance directive in place as soon as you can as well, so your family members know exactly what's going on, and you have a designated legal advocate for you that is a family member or someone you care about to look out for you when you go into the hospital. But there's times in which people have all the legals in place, they just need someone to help them navigate the system. And Elder Advocacy Group does that for you. My partner, who hasn't called in yet, I'll cover his stuff right now too. He's an elder law attorney. His name is Brandon Thompson. Brandon Thompson's he works out of Southeast Michigan, and he's abreast to all the major changes in healthcare. In elder law, and works with me on the healthcare part. But Brandon, what he does is he sit down and he'll do an advanced estate plan. Also put together a life care plan, and that basically works with the funds that you have and works with them to either plan for future long-term care costs. That might include applying for Medicaid benefits. That might include applying for veterans benefits. That might also include using some sort of long-term care insurance that you may have taken out in the past. And helps protect your legacy and your ability to pay for care going forward. What Brandon will be doing on the show is he will be providing great information about elder law services. And elder law services here in Michigan and beyond. So he could tell you how to look for those things. And his firm is also listed with the National Association of Elder Law Attorneys, National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, which is basically the gold standard for elder law. And Brandon's firm takes care of those things based on those, the short for the, how do you pronounce the acronym is NALA. And NALA standards are one of the highest standards you can get in elder law. And the elder care firm, which Brandon works for, follows those standards of practice. So Brandon will be on the show to answer any elder law questions that you have. He has a passion for helping elderly people as well. His story and how he came into it is while he was going to law school, he worked as a Schwann's man as well. Schwann's, if some of you may be familiar with, are the folks that come around and then deliver really delicious frozen food and ice cream to houses and things like that. and a number of their none of their clientele are elderly patients who need to have someone go shopping for them. So Shalom's provides a really good service to elderly folks and provides a good quality product. Brandon Thompson worked as a Shalom's man, and he worked with elderly patients, and he saw the need. He saw the need that they had for just someone to basically help them figure out how to plan their meals, help them figure out how to write out bills. They'd show him different bills that they had and ask him to help. And Brandon really got startled with this. He's like, you know, if this is a situation to where this elderly person trusts the Schwann's man or needs to trust the Schwann's man to help them get some of the things that they need done to have a good quality of life, I'm glad I'm here, first of all, because they can trust me. But second of all, they really need an elder law attorney and a resource to be able to help them. So his whole passion was to work with and defend those vulnerable citizens, those citizens that have worked so hard to build the country that we have today. Some of them serving World War II, the greatest generation, and then the baby boomers to follow, who've provided much of the fuel for the infrastructure that we have in our country today. And as things are changing and there's, younger folks are starting to focus on their careers and might not be as concerned about how the elderly are taken care of and taking care of the elderly. Elder Advocacy Group's mission and the elder care firm's mission, it becomes even more important today than it ever has been before. So that's how Brandon got in. And next show, we'll talk to him about some specific elder care issues. And elder law issues, I'm sorry, elder law issues. You can talk to me about elder care issues. But either way, if you have a question, you can feel free to email that question to elderadvocacygroup@gmail.com. And we can take your questions. You can also submit them on our Facebook page. Tweet us at CarePlanHelp. And tweet questions to the show that way. We'll be happy to answer your questions on the show, which we plan to have every Tuesday at 7:30. And then if for some reason you missed the show, you'll be able to catch embedded versions of it on our website and also on the Facebook page. So basically, if you hook up to that, if you're familiar with Facebook and you hook up to that Facebook page, you'll be able to find all the information that you need about the show, about myself, about Brandon Thompson, about Elder Advocacy Group, and about the Elder Care Firm as well. The Elder Care Firm also has a website as well. You can see it on the show description page. It's www.theeldercarefirm.com. www.theeldercarefirm.com. And those folks can answer any questions, I mean, or all your questions you have directly by contacting them there as well. Also, I wanted to just really thank you folks for tuning in to our first podcast and our inaugural podcast. As the show goes on here and as we kind of work some of the bugs out, we're going to have show intros and advertising and things of that nature. If you're at all interested in being an advertiser on Elder Advocacy Group or having your book, show, website, product featured on our show, email us at elderadvocacygroup@gmail. We'll be happy to contact you about being on the show. And anything that provides good service and good resources to our clients and our listeners is something that we'll definitely be interested in having you on. So don't feel free to email us on that. You can also subscribe to our e-newsletter through our website. You can get an elder care coordinator, which is what I refer to my job as, an elder care coordinator. You can get an elder care coordinator right in your inbox. And there's, we send you a bunch of emails with some really helpful information that will definitely come in handy if you're right now in the middle of planning for some sort of long-term care situation. So I appreciate you checking that out in the website and signing up, hooking up with all of our information. Next week's show, we will have a, as well as having Brandon here with us, we will also have a guest. Our guest will be most likely Tammy Newman from Silver Dawn. Silver Dawn is an organization that works directly with businesses and municipalities and training them in how to work directly with dementia patients. So we will talk with Tammy about dementia, how dementia affects folks and how they interact with the community and what Silver Dawn's mission is. So don't miss that next week, Silver Dawn, and then upcoming guests in the future. We will have Matt. He's a former state trooper, and he started a website called KeepingUsSafe.org, and he focuses on keeping seniors safe behind the wheel and also having that difficult conversation and how do you know when it's time to give up the keys and move into the passenger seat. So we will have him in an upcoming show as well. And then other special guests that we have lined up to be on the show. We'll talk about healthcare. We'll talk a little what you need to know in breaking healthcare news, in things going on in the world, and to talk about elder law issues. So it should be a fun and action-packed show. We're just going to have an abbreviated version of the show today. Again, I appreciate you tuning in, and I hope that you will tune in next week at 7:30 on Tuesday night. And then if you missed the show, catch the archived version either on Blog Talk Radio, Elder Advocacy Radio, Elder Advocate Radio on Blog Talk Radio, or through our Facebook page and website. Thank you so much. We appreciate you tuning in, and take care of yourselves.